Kellyanne Conway challenges 2020 Democrats, "This crap has to stop." By Charlie Spiering on August 6, 2019. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway challenged 2020 presidential candidates for accusing President Donald Trump of being responsible for the weekend mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. "This crap has to stop," she told reporters at the White House on Tuesday in the driveway. Conway noted the number of Democrat presidential candidates screaming on TV and blaming the president for the attacks. While the president called for unity and bipartisan solutions to stop mass shootings, "None of that's going to be solved by them raising havoc or raising their profiles on TV just because they're mired at 0% or tied with the margin of error in the polls," she said, needling low-level presidential candidates. Conway condemned the 2020 presidential candidates for trying to spin gold and votes out of this tragedy, specifically calling out Senator Elizabeth Warren for fundraising off of the shootings on behalf of Democrats Senator Tina Smith in Minnesota and Senator Doug Jones in Alabama. "I was really hopping mad, frankly," she said, referring to the Warren fundraising. Conway cited a CNN story about the Dayton, Ohio shooter who had leftist leanings, including supportive social media posts about Antifa. She said, "It looks like this Dayton monster, the shooter in Ohio, had leftist leanings in a Twitter feed that was complimentary of Antifa, complimentary of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Am I blaming them for the shooting? Of course not. I wouldn't do that, any more than I would blame Ock for the fact that the guy who wanted to shoot up the ICE detention center just weeks ago in Washington state was parroting her language about concentration camps and ICE." Conway added that she also did not blame Senator Bernie Sanders after one of his supporters tried to kill congressional Republicans at a baseball game practice in 2017. She urged members of Congress to get off TV and get back to Washington to work on bipartisan solutions to prevent mass shootings. "We can't get our advice from people screaming on TV," she said. "Those who are elected to do their jobs here in Washington should either return to Congress or come back to the White House to speak to the president."